Welcome to the White Paper. This isn't just another tech podcast. This is where we pull back the curtain on emerging technology and blockchain, where we don't just talk about the future, we break it down before it happens. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker, a venture capitalist out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. But before that, I was the guy in the shadows investigating corporate fraud, embezzlement, and intellectual property theft for Fortune 500 companies. For over 17 years, I tracked hidden assets, exposed fraud rings, and worked alongside federal agencies, district attorneys, vice units, and more, all in the pursuit of the truth. And that's what this podcast is about, truth. In the White Paper, we cut through all the noise, break down blockchain, and make sense of the tech that's changing our world. No jargon, no hype, just real conversations about how emerging technology is impacting business, finance, and everyday life. I'm here to bring clarity where there's confusion and to speak in plain truth, because in Oklahoma, we say what we mean and we mean what we say. So buckle up. The future's coming fast. Let's make sense of it together. As Abraham Lincoln once said, be sure you put your feet in the right place, then stand firm. Today, I'm standing in the gap for the American people. Because God does not call the qualified, He qualifies the called. This is the time. And what you're about to hear isn't a pitch. It isn't a trend. It is a declaration of covenant. A national precedent. America has been praying for a solution. I know because I have been praying right there along with the rest of America. And this is a solution. This is an answer to bring our country back on track. A solution that could eliminate the national debt in 33 years, not by raising taxes, but by building righteous infrastructure, a structural response to what a collapsing world couldn't solve. The truth in all matter is wisdom. So today, I pull back the curtain. I pull back the veil on that wisdom to bring clarity where there was none, to speak truth where it is needed. The American spirit, it's always led the way, not by pride or partisanship, but by a humble recognition that we are all one nation under God. And today, in this moment, we face a financial moment of truth. The national debt now stands at approximately $36.2 trillion. As far back as 2007, the Congressional Budget Office and the Office of the Management and Budget reported statistics and projections that mirror the early stages of the Great Depression. That was when the national debt hovered at 35.7% of the gross domestic product, or the GDP. Since then, since 2007, we've entered into a new era, the modern age of exponential debt acceleration. Now, here in this moment, the United States stands at a crossroads. Gross national debt currently equals 99.9% of our gross domestic product. And if nothing changes, projections point to 156% by 2055. Now, this wasn't the world's fault. It was the only way it knew. But wisdom doesn't condemn what was. It builds what must come next. Now, last episode, you heard and you saw the federal trust layer doctrine. It was born as a lamp unto a path that had gone dark. It brought clarity and light into perspective. That's what I'm showing you today. Kingstone Development Group did not just design a system, it built an answer. And that answer is ClearFund. It was formed not as a workaround, not as a theory, but as a structural solution built on the foundation that honors what the American spirit truly represents. It wasn't built on politics, not founded in money. But it was forged in prayer. In real time. Through real systems. For real people. Someone had to build it. And when no blueprint could be found in the entire world, one was found through prayer. What you're about to hear next is the beginning of that assignment. When systems can no longer correct, God raises up solutions. ClearFund is that solution. Built on the foundation of the federal trust layer doctrine, it becomes the structure to walk through fire with purpose, with honor, and with resolve. The solution is the first working platform built under this doctrine, ClearFund. It is a sovereign-grade SaaS platform projected to generate $1.029 trillion in federal revenue annually with zero new taxes. It fully funds 19 federal agencies with over $117 billion in surplus, all with zero new taxes, all in full alignment with the public trust, because this nation is still for the people, by the people. How? By submitting, by building within the legal frameworks established by the IRS, the SEC, and the United States Code of Law and Statutes, by adhering to the law, not to avoid accountability, but to elevate it. It restores public trust where only silence lived. It turns righteousness into executable code. It proves that economy and morality can walk hand in hand. Meekness is not weakness. It is strength of resolve, the spirit of America, and the nature of Christians. And it began right here. Because where the American spirit was forged on the principles of trust, shaped by honor, and anchored in that truth, those principles still stand today. This solution, this architecture restores that trust. It elevates the honor. It gives structure to what our founders prayed would endure. One nation under God, It is now a system, a framework, a covenant in motion. The economic solution. Because righteousness, once seen as abstract, has now been entrusted with form. And so, with humility and with resolve, I submit this to the American public. A system was born in prayer, built in trust, and delivered in faith. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this special edition of the White Paper. Today, you, the American people, those for whom so much was sacrificed, you have a solution, a proven path forward, a response to a global economic crisis that honors the past by paving a road into the future for not only for our nation, but for our children. Thank you. Thank you for trusting me with this. If you would like to read the full white paper, visit ssrn.com or simply click the link below in the description. On June 17th, we bring you NATRA, America's new architecture for citywide traffic equity and autonomous vehicle interoperability. But today wasn't about roads. It was about remembrance, about trust, by building something that lasts. And in the words of President George Washington, the harder the conflict, the greater the triumph. This is the White Paper. And this is just the beginning.